views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the CBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the CBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, filling in today for Dr. Wallach. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to renew and regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But of course, it needs the raw materials to do its work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We're going to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity, maybe get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by the folks at Youngevity and Doc Wallach. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 831-685-1080, or toll free, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Welcome aboard. Thanks for being here. It's a pleasure to be sitting in once again for Doc Wallach. Those of you who've listened to this program know that I am a nutritional pharmacist and I am a lover of the human body. I like to call myself a nutritional pharmacist and a admirer and lover of the human body because the human body itself is the best pharmacy there is. Your body is capable of creating all the medicines it needs, all the medicines it needs to enjoy optimal, maximal health. There are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, upwards of millions of chemical reactions happening in every cell of your body every second of every day. Every single cell in your body holds within it the blueprint to create the entire body. All the DNA from all 100 trillion cells, yes, 100 trillion cells, would fit inside the box the size of an ice cube. If you unwound that DNA in 100 trillion cells, it would run you to the sun and back 400 times. Your heart beats 100,000 times a day, pumping 6,000 plus gallons of blood every day through almost 100,000 miles of blood vessels. The numbers are staggering, my friends. 3 million red blood cells are created every single second of every day. Your heart beats ceaselessly, tirelessly, every moment of your life from the day you're conceived almost in the womb until the end of your life. If you were to contemplate on the majesty, the magnificence of the human body, it would be staggering beyond comprehension. Yet, we have the nerve to think that we can inject poisons into the body in the name of healing. And once again, we find Big Pharma messing around with the human body in terms of cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin drugs for children as young as 2 years old. Drug companies are now seeking to expand their marketplace to little children 2 to 8 years of age. Is this the most ridiculous thing you ever heard of? And according to the doctor who's representing the drug companies, although he doesn't say he's representing the drug companies, the doctor who works for Merck Sharp & Dohme, who's a proponent of this, he says these drugs are generally recognized as safe. Now, whatever generally recognized as safe is, I don't know. We all know that prescription drugs have side effects, sometimes horrific side effects. Dr. Stephen Daniels of the AAP's Nutrition Committee, I don't know what that is, the AAP Nutrition Committee, says that the recommendation to have children as young as 2 years old checked for high cholesterol is based on mounting evidence showing that damage leading to heart disease begins early in life. Yes, Dr. Stephen Daniels of the AAP's Nutrition Committee, perhaps that's true. But do we know that it's cholesterol that's the problem? No, we don't. And we've been looking for cholesterol or trying to find cholesterol as the problem for over 50 years. We've yet to see that as the problem. The problem, perhaps, is related to poor dietary and nutritional strategies. We all know in the world of biochemistry and nutrition that cholesterol levels go up when insulin levels go up. Now, we do know that insulin levels and hyperinsulinemia, that is elevated blood insulin, is a most definite problem. Elevated cholesterol may or may not be a problem. Elevated insulin is a problem. If you want to lower your cholesterol, lower your insulin. The point I'm trying to make, my friends, is there is a nutritional strategy for every ailment. You do not need to turn to prescription drugs. And please, parents, do not buy any of this baloney about having your children put on cholesterol-lowering drugs, regardless of what your physician may think about these drugs being generally safe. First of all, there's no data on putting kids on drugs, period. There's no evidence that putting kids on statin drugs are going to prevent a heart attack when he gets older. And no one's telling you how long these kids have to be put on drugs. Do they have to be put on these drugs for the rest of their life? Do you think it has anything to do with drug companies trying to expand their marketplace, the big drug companies making Lipitor and Mevacor and all these other statin drugs? If your kid has high cholesterol, first of all, we don't even know if that's a problem, and certainly low cholesterol is as big, if not bigger, a bigger problem than high cholesterol. But if your kid has high cholesterol and you're interested in lowering his cholesterol, look for your dietary strategies. First and foremost, get your kid off the cornflakes and get him off the pasta and the rice and the potatoes and the insulin-spiking foods. And then, of course, there's wonderful nutritional supplements that can naturally and easily lower blood cholesterol. Chromium to vanadium, Sweeties, Longevity Sweeties is one of the most powerful ways to lower blood cholesterol as well as stabilize blood sugar. The B-complex in general is a wonderful way to lower blood cholesterol, especially vitamins B3 and B1. In fact, vitamin B3, niacin, has been shown to be just as effective as a statin drug with, of course, zero side effects except for perhaps some beneficial effects like helping stabilize blood sugar and opening up blood vessels and being good for arthritis and good for the brain, etc., etc. So, long story short, you don't ever need to turn to a prescription drug with the exception of chemotherapy and perhaps antibiotics. And there's another interesting story about antibiotics. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And also, occasionally, you may need some pain pills. Aside from those three exceptions, there is a nutritional strategy for whatever is going wrong with you biochemically. And by the way, if something is going wrong in terms of a disease symptom, that disease symptom is telling you there is an underlying biochemical dysfunction that needs to be corrected. Drugs do not correct that. Nutrition does. We're going to talk more about nutritional strategies for your good health and longevity and help you understand how to use the Longevity line of nutritional supplements, the ones I take and the ones I recommend when we come back from this break. We're waiting to hear from you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or toll-free 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben, sitting in for Doc Wallach. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go away. You're listening to the CBS Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Longevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Longevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Okay, we are back. on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben sitting in today for Dr. Wallach and taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your good health. If you want to get off your prescription drugs or you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program to take care of some kind of health ailment, we're here to help you out at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. If you want to contribute to the conversation or if you have a success story how nutritional supplementation has helped you in your life, we want to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'll be sitting in for the next 45 minutes or so with my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Hey, Doug. What's cooking, bro?
Well, not much. I want to talk a little more about this cholesterol-lowering drugs for these kids. I mean, yeah. I don't understand. These drugs were not originally designed for children.
That's right. Never been tested on children.
The one that I always like to use a good example is the fact that they prescribe Ritalin to children who have ADD or ADHD because they're too active, so to speak.
Right.
Now, Ritalin, in reality, is actually speed.
Yes.
And it has the opposite effect on children as it does on adults. I mean, there's a huge black market for Ritalin in the colleges for them to use the drug to stay awake for studying and things like that. Now, you can't tell me that that's the only drug that reacts that way with the difference between the physiology of a child and an adult.
Well, you're talking about this so-called paradoxical effect where kids have a little bit opposite effect.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. The thing about the cholesterol-lowering drugs, though, it's not necessarily a paradoxical effect that's going to happen. They really want to manipulate the kid's blood chemistry to lower blood cholesterol. Now, we agree here that these drugs have never been tested for kids, but even if the darn things worked, cholesterol is an incredibly important building molecule. You don't want to knock your kid's ability to make this incredibly important molecule out. Low cholesterol is clearly associated with impaired brain function, with Alzheimer's disease. Low cholesterol has even been linked to suicide. It's the last thing you want to play around with when you're talking about a developing kid 2 to 8 years of age. Now, why would you check your 2-year-old's blood cholesterol anyway unless you're planning on putting them on a drug? And if you're planning on putting them on a drug, why would you be planning on poisoning your child? And I want to know how this Dr. Stephen Daniels of the AAP's Nutrition Committee lives with himself, especially when he says that research shows, and this is a quote, by the way, quote, research shows that cholesterol-fighting drugs are generally safe for children, unquote. What the heck does generally safe mean?
That means not too many have been killed off yet.
I guess so.
You know, what I found interesting in this same article was that they quoted another doctor, Dr. Frank Greer of the University of Wisconsin. He's a co-author of these new guidelines that were published.
Who does he work for?
Oh, he's with the University of Wisconsin.
Okay.
But he was actually one of the ones that wrote these new guidelines for the American Academy of Pediatrics. And he's quoted in this article of saying, but we now have the, he's first off says that Academy has long recommended against reduced fat milk for children up to age 2 because saturated fats are needed for brain development, right? So then they give his quote, which is, but now we have the obesity epidemic. And people are thinking that maybe this isn't such a good idea because...
So basically, I guess
what he's saying that you'd rather have skinny, stupid kids rather than fat kids that have brains at work.
Well, why are kids fat? Is it fat that's making kids fat? No, it's sugar that's making kids fat. It's the bread, it's the pasta, it's the cornflakes, it's the Pop-Tarts, it's the orange juice, it's the French fries, the rice, the potatoes, all of that is why our kids are fat. It's the same reason why we're fat as well. Fat by itself will not make you fat. You need to have sugar present, and sugar and fat, of course, are a deadly combination, but it's really the sugar that our kids are eating so much of. You know, the average American eats 150 pounds of sugar a year. That's a half a pound of sugar a day. You've seen a big old pound bag of sugar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the average American is eating half a pound of that stuff a day. That's what the obesity epidemic is.
Well, you know, at the turn of the 1800s and 1900th century, based off of, you know, just how much was produced and how much was consumed nationwide, the average American did about a pound and a half a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's one of Dr. Wallach's statistics.
So it's dropped.
No, I mean a year.
Oh, a year.
A year.
Oh, my God. So it's increased by hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah, because it's in everything.
All right, so now the good news. That's the bad news. The bad news is we're eating like crap, and the physicians are trying to poison us with prescription drugs. That's the bad news. The good news is we can do something about it. And we'll talk about that when we come back from break and take your calls as well at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. I also want to touch on this scandal about antibiotics that was in the news. And so we'll talk about that when we come back from break. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program on the ZBS Radio Network.
Judy DeVilbiss again. I almost forgot to talk to you about one of my very, very, very favorite products from Youngevity Company. It's called OsteoMag. OsteoMag is a wonderful magnesium supplement. And you know, magnesium is so very important for so darn many things in your body, especially your heart. But it's also good with your calcium drink. It's just a yummy thing. It's a good thing to take. I take mine every night before bed. And it also gets all of your insides starting to move around and, you know, the next day you get to eliminate it all. If you get my drift. If you want to go into real personal behavior, give us a call because we want to talk to you about those things because those things that are moving in there are one of the most important things in your life. Let's get it moving. Let's get it. Let's just get OsteoMag.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. Got a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey and taking your calls. We do have a couple lines open, so now's your chance to give us a shout if you've got questions about prescription drugs or you want to contribute to the topics of discussion for today, or if you've got a success story, or if you want to talk about the Youngevity line of supplements, we're here to help you out at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552, toll-free. So we're ripping a little bit this study that came out, or this article that came out about putting your kids on cholesterol-lowering drugs. Testing your kids from age 2 to see if they have elevated cholesterol.
Why? Yeah, I don't understand. Why would you even do that?
I have no idea why. And putting your kid on drugs if they're 2 to 8 years old. And I also, you know, I don't want to be too negative here because there's some positive as well. That is how we can take care of this stuff from a nutritional standpoint. But while we're piling on, did you read about did you read about these antibiotics, the Cipro and Levaquil and drugs like this? I believe it was Levaquin, I'm sorry, and drugs like that, these so-called quinolone antibiotics, have now been associated with ruptured tendons. Now, Cipro, as many women know, is a drug that's prescribed for urinary tract infections. And a couple of years ago, when they had that big anthrax scare, they were giving out Cipro.
Yeah, that's what they were doing.
And Cipro stock went through the roof, et cetera, et cetera. We in the pharmacy business have known that these quinone drugs, are pretty nasty drugs. And pharmacists understand this. They're really strong antibiotics, but now they're associated with ruptured tendons. Now, I'm not really positive why the antibiotics would be associated with ruptured tendons, but I can tell you that there's no way to take a prescription drug and be surprised when you get a side effect. That's just what happens. It's impossible to target these things that specifically so they can just take care of the specific chemistry or chemical reaction that you're trying to attack without having any ancillary or satellite reactions. They have to. That's just the nature of them. So please do not hand-wring when you read that there's side effects associated with these drugs. There are wonderful ways to take care of urinary tract infections that don't involve prescription drugs, and there's wonderful ways to take care of blood chemistry like elevated cholesterol issues or hyperinsulin issues that don't involve prescription drugs. You never need to turn to a prescription drug with the exception of occasional pain pills, chemotherapy, and once in a while an antibiotic. The worst things are these prescription drugs that are supposed to take care of underlying dietary problems, such as sugar problems. So what do? You got high cholesterol, you have elevated blood pressure, what do? Well, first of all, you got to understand that your high blood pressure didn't get born in a vacuum. Your hyperinsulin or elevated blood cholesterol, did not get born in a vacuum. There's a cause for that. More often than not, it comes in through the diet or nutritional deficiencies or both. Dietary problems, nutritional deficiencies. Either way, you got a problem, but if you have both, you got a 1-2 punch that's going to manifest as some kind of issue. So what do? Well, first of all, take care of your diet. You want to reduce the sugar. Oh, I can't reduce the sugar. I'm addicted to sugar. I got to have my pasta. I got to have my cake, whatever it is. If you feel like you have to have your sugars, your breads, your pastas, get yourself on more protein. It's the simplest way to reduce sugar cravings. And that's what we're really talking about here. If you got cravings, you want to understand that those cravings are linked to something. In the case of elevated sugar cravings or high sugar desires, usually you got a deficiency in protein. If you're like most Americans, you're going to be deficient in protein. The best proteins are cold proteins because when you cook your protein, they become broken down, denatured, and you don't get the benefit. That's why I like the BioLumen Living Essence, Nightly Essence, and the Longevity's Nature's Way so well. There's also issues around fats and minerals. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. We do have a couple lines open if you'd like to speak to us at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. And oh yeah, don't forget about Mr. Sun. You need your vitamin D. Vitamin D is also related to blood chemistry dysfunction. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good, you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey. And we do have lines open at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Do you know that elevated cholesterol can be the result of low thyroid, Douglas?
Really?
Hypothyroidism is one of the major causes of cholesterol problems. Hypothyroidism is really common and underdiagnosed.
What causes it?
What causes it? Hypothyroidism?
Yeah.
Well, lots of things can cause hypothyroidism. Number one, first and foremost, chlorine and fluoride in your water can be a problem with the thyroid. Soy can be a problem with the thyroid. Other hormone problems like elevated estrogen or elevated adrenal hormones, adrenal glands or your fight or flight glands, that can cause problems with the thyroid hormone. So there's a lot of reasons why the thyroid can become dysfunctional, hypothyroidism. If you have a weight gain or you can't lose weight, or if you have chronic fatigue or you just feel yucky, digestive issues like constipation, menstrual problems, if you have dry skin or dry or thinning hair is a big one. If you have, if your fingers and toes feel kind of cold, like when everybody else is feeling good, your extremities are feeling cold, or cramps, those are all, can all be signs of low thyroid. And don't pay any attention if the doctor tests your thyroid and says, "Oh, you're fine, Mrs. Jones or Mr. Jones," because those tests that test for hypothyroidism are notoriously ineffective. You know, the best way to test your thyroid, did I ever talk about the basal? Have I talked about that test on the show? I forgot if I ever talked about that. This is the best way to test your thyroid. Don't pay any attention to the blood test. It's a very simple test that you can do right at home, first thing in the morning when you get up. You get yourself a thermometer and keep it by your bed, right? And then first thing in the morning when you wake up, you take that thermometer and you stick it under your armpit and leave it there for 10 minutes before you get out of bed. Just laying in bed. Stick it under your armpit. Let it sit there for 10 minutes. If you're a guy, you can do it whenever you want. Women who are who are still getting their periods, you want to do it the second or third day after your period starts. You don't want to do it right when it's starting because your temperature is a little off. You want your temperature to be between 97.2 and 98.2. Anywhere in there, you're normal. If it's lower than 97.2 for a couple of days or more, you are hypothyroid, low thyroid. Regardless of what the tests tell you, you're low thyroid. That's the measurement, and you don't need to go to the doctor to do it. And I highly recommend anybody who's got blood chemistry issues like hypercholesterol, too much cholesterol in the blood, or problems with weight gain or fatigue or immune issues or thinning hair. That's a big one for women, thinning hair or dry skin. Check your thyroid levels. If there's depression associated with it, it's a classic sign. And then also, Doug, I know you were going to talk about vitamin D a little bit, and that also has a role to play in terms of blood chemistry. Every day we learn something else about the importance of this critical vitamin. And what were you going to talk about? You had a study that you were going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. There's a study that came out that says that low vitamin D levels are linked to deaths from heart disease and other causes. They actually say that patients with the lowest blood levels of vitamin D are 2 times more likely to die from any cause during the next 8 years when they were doing that study. And they say megadoses of vitamin D can be dangerous, but they go on to say that low vitamin D levels could reflect age, lack of physical activity, and other lifestyle factors. And that, of course, comes from the American Heart Association spokesperson, Alice Lichtenstein.
Ah, so the American Heart Association is now a proponent of vitamin D. Now, they're probably talking about the drug version of vitamin D, not the good stuff. But the good stuff you don't have to worry about overdosing on unless you go crazy with dumping a whole bottle in your mouth. Other than that, 3,000 to 5,000 international units a day are fine. And the best way, of course, is not to take pills to get your vitamin D, but to get it from getting out in the sun. Also, Youngevity's Ultimate EFAs, fish oils, are also a great source of vitamin D. Okay, we got a couple calls on hold. We will take you when we get back, and we do have some lines open. So if you're out there and you want to contribute to our conversation today, or if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, now's your opportunity to give us a call at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting at the Doc Wallach today. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey. And you and your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2 552. What do you say we start the ball rolling with our first call, Douglas?
Well, let's head to Florida. And Tom, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, I have a friend. He's 70, weighs about 160, has been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. Okay. And not a great long life to go ahead of him.
Okay.
And I noticed that the doctor's book doesn't cover this disease.
Pulmonary fibrosis? Was he a smoker?
Pardon me? Well, I think he was some 15, 20 years ago.
Okay. Fibrosis, you could think of, especially in the lungs of a smoker, is the body's response to chronic assault over and over and over again. So it's basically tissue that's growing inappropriately, fibrous tissue that's growing inappropriately, hence the name fibrosis. Well, seeing as how he's elderly, it's going to be a little bit difficult to reverse that. It's probably been accumulating for many years, but here's some ideas for you. Whenever tissue grows inappropriately, there's something that's triggering that growth in terms of some kind of growth hormone. The most important growth hormones are insulin and insulin-like growth factor hormones, especially in an older person. So I know we talk about insulin a lot, but one of the biggest problems associated with elevated insulin levels is elevated growth. So when you hear about things growing, be they cysts or fibroids or fibrosis or even things on the skin like skin tags, you want to think about your growth factors and growth hormones, insulin being primary, one of the most important. You know, one of the places where people get insulin and insulin growth factors that a lot of folks don't realize this, is in milk and dairy products. Milk and dairy from a cow contains insulin growth factors and insulin that human beings' bodies can metabolize and utilize as well. So laying off dairy is probably the first thing that you want to think of. Secondly, you want to be stabilizing his insulin with nutrients that help protect against elevated insulin, such as chromium and vanadium. And this is why I like the Sweeties so well. In fact, everybody benefits from the Sweeties. You don't have to have diabetes. It's a myth to think that you need to be diabetic to benefit from Sweeties. So that might be something else for you to think about. Also, the B-complex is very important for regulating insulin. And the B-complex is one of those systems of nutrients that everybody who's elderly is deficient in. And the B-complex is important for cardiovascular, heart function, for the brain, for the digestive system, for the skin, for the liver, as well as for stabilizing insulin. So getting him on a good B-complex, like the kind you'll find in the Ultimate Daily, or also the B-complex is in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine, and those might be better for an elderly person too. Now also for just general health for your friend, perhaps not related to fibroids, would be the EFAs, the Ultimate EFAs, and the Ultimate EFA with vitamin E is a little bit better. It would also probably not hurt him to take the Cardio FX that's made with magnesium, as well as a couple of the B vitamins and some coenzyme Q10. Those can help the heart. If he's got pulmonary fibrosis, this can cause problems with cardiovascular function as well. So that might be something else to think about. Long story short, you want to slow down the growth, slow down and stabilize the insulin, and protect the cardiovascular system, as well as laying off of certain insulin spiking foods like dairy and, of course, refined carbohydrates and sugars. But if he's in his 70s, it probably took him a good 30 or 40 years to develop this. It's not going to reverse right away. So don't think about it so much as reversing the problem as much as supporting overall health. And thank you so much for calling from Florida. And that's an important point, Douglas. A lot of times we're so concentrated on taking care of diseases and taking care of symptoms, we overlook the fact that nutritional supplementation is good just for overall health, just to feel better. You don't have to necessarily target a specific problem area to get on a good nutritional supplement program. You can get on a supplement program just to feel better. You know, do you ever notice how when we're young, when we're little kids, we can't wait to get out of bed? And then when we get older, we don't want to get out of bed. We pull the covers over our head when we get up in the morning. What happens between the age of 4 and 5 and the age of 34 and 35 to create that difference? Well, a lot of it is this joie de vivre, this joy for life that seems to go away as we get older. Well, I would present to you that one of the main causes of this reduction in a joy for living is a problem with how our bodies feel. Our bodies just don't feel good. We just don't recover as well. We just don't have the same energy levels, that same vim and vigor. Vim and vigor and energy levels, it's true, are emotional and spiritual and mental in nature, but there's also a physical component. And if you're not taking care of your nutritional supplement needs and you're not taking care of your diet, there's no way your body can respond with that same youthful vigor that you had when you were a little kid. Now you say, well, I like my pasta and I like my cake and I like my pie. You know, I don't know necessarily that you like it as much as you're addicted to it. You know what I'm saying, Douglas? It may not be that we like the stuff so much as if we don't get it, we go through withdrawal.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know, because you do get where, you know, as Doc often talks about, there's such a thing as in animal world, they call it pica and cribbing, and that's when you have mineral deficiencies, you actually crave things.
Yes, these cravings are really what you're responding to, in my opinion. When you think you want your cake and your potato chips and your french fries, it's really a craving that you're trying to satisfy. It's not so much that the food tastes so good as much as it is that there's a craving, and that's why...
Well, isn't that sort of your body's way of letting you know you're deficient in something, but your brain doesn't smart enough to know that instead of the cake, you should be eating something else?
Well, if you listen to the Dead Doctor Show, your brain would be smart enough.
Well, that's true.
You know, and your cravings are a guide. I always tell folks, let your cravings be a guide and dose yourself to the point where your cravings go away. So, fats are a classic example. If you crave fatty foods, if you crave donuts, if you crave potato chips, if you crave ice cream, if you crave cheese or pizza or whatever your favorite fatty food is, everybody's got their favorite ones. If you find yourself with these cravings, that's your body's cry for essential fatty acids, and get yourself on some EFAs. And what you'll find is, one of the first things you'll find when you start to give your body enough of these fats is your cravings will go away. If you're craving sugars, try protein. If you're craving salty foods, get yourself on a good mineral supplement. So use your cravings as a guide. Allow your cravings to tell you what you need. And not so much in terms of satisfying your cravings as much as allowing your cravings to direct yourself to the appropriate nutrients. And take as much of these nutrients as you need to make the cravings disappear. It's no wonder why Americans are so sick and spending almost $1 trillion a year on prescription drugs. It's no wonder why we're making it to age 70 or 75 or 80 when our genetic lifespan is 120. It's no wonder why our bodies start to degrade in our late 20s or early 30s when we're supposed to be living to 120 years old. It's because of the standard American diet lack of nutrition. The lack of nutrition present in the standard American diet. Is it difficult to get what you need? No. First of all, a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight, two or three salads a day. Big deal. Shouldn't be hard to get two or three salads a day. And then support it with the Longevity line of supplements, most especially protein, in the form of Nature's Whey or Biolumin Living Essence or Nightly Essence, 30 grams, 60 grams, 90 grams a day. I like around 90 to 120 grams a day. That's three or four scoops a day. And then make sure you're getting your essential fatty acids, and that is the Ultimate EFAs with Ease. Make sure you're getting your trace nutrients and the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. That's pretty much it. If you've got some specific nutritional needs, there's some specific nutritional products that will address those needs. The Longevity Catalog is 100-plus pages of wonderful nutritional supplements, and they are a well-rounded bunch of nutritional supplements for whatever you think you need. In fact, even in the middle of the Longevity Catalog is, as if the nutritional supplements weren't enough, Douglas, you got the Ancient Legacy Essential Oils. One of the reasons why I like Longevity so well is because you do have everything, and you have it in a well-rounded program. And one of the things that I like about the Longevity selection is they have been qualified to be high-quality products. They've been edited. They've been refined so that if you go to the drugstore, you go to the health food store, you don't really know which ones are the high-quality products. If you look through the Longevity Catalog, you can rest assured that each one of these has been selected to be of high quality. That's why I'm proud to represent the Longevity line of nutritional supplements. We're going to take a break, and we do have a couple lines open for you and a few more minutes to speak to you at 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. We're going to take a break and be back right after this. And we'll have some more good health information, so you should join us as well.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree, but what you can do is you can call your Longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now. because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey, and you and your calls at 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552, toll free. We've got a couple folks on hold, so let's see if we can get these guys pretty quickly, Douglas.
Let's head to Alabama, and Corey, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Corey.
Hi there.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm an Army aviator. Started to have dizzy spells that already previously started to get tinnitus and fullness in the ear, and believes that my when the docs believe I'm having Meniere's disease, and they're looking through that, so... Huh. Once I saw that, I looked on the website and saw that Dr. Wallach has feel that it's Wallach's vertigo. Started taking the pig pack, 4 tablespoons of the tangerine and the OsteoFX, and 2 tablespoons of the minerals daily, and I've started to feel considerably better. Fullness
nice.
Has gone the ear. The ringings went down considerably.
Oh,
I've had no more vertigo episodes.
Great.
But I'm just kind of curious, since he's seen this before, about what kind of time frame till the hearing loss.
You know, there's no
back,
way no,
if it does at all.
First of all, how old are you?
34.
Did you ever take a lot of aspirin?
Not a lot, no.
Okay, because it is related to aspirin, just so you know. It can be related to aspirin. Doc Wallach talks about it as being a form of osteoporosis, and he treats it as such, and that's why probably he put you on the pig pack. The fact that you're improving so rapidly is a good sign, and you're also young, so that's a good sign. I would say that you're well on the road to recovery. If you were older and it was taking a little bit longer, I would say the prognosis wouldn't be as good. It shouldn't be much longer if you're already improving. However, there's a couple other things I might add. Are you on taking the ultimate EFAs? Are you on the ultimate EFAs?
With 2 a day.
2 a day. Why don't you double or triple that? You can take 4 or 6 of those a day. And you're on the kind with vitamin E, right? The ultimate EFA with E. That's the ones you want.
Just the one that comes with the pig pack.
I'm not sure which one that is, but if it doesn't have the vitamin E.
The vitamin E is in the plus, the EFA plus.
Okay, you want to get on the plus because the E can be very helpful. And then also, it's very important to make sure that you're getting enough protein. All those bones in there are made up of protein. So I'd be making sure that I got on the Nature's Way or the Biolumin Living Essence or the Nightly Essence, either one of those, to make sure you're getting enough protein. And also, as we were talking about earlier with insulin, keeping your sugar down is very important. So that might be, those are a couple other things I would add. But the fact that you're improving already, those are all really good signs. And you're also young, and if you're in the service, probably you're in good shape as well. So all of those bode well for your early recovery, and congratulations on that. And it sounds like Doc Wallach called another one perfectly. So good job, Corey and Doc Wallach. Thanks so much for calling from Alabama. Appreciate that. Yeah, Doc Wallach was right on once again. So that's a good job. Meniere's disease, I guess Doc likes to call it osteoporosis of the inner ear. And osteoporosis is a disease when we think of, we typically think of the bones, the skeletal structure bones. But obviously there's bones in the inner ear as well. You know, 80% of people who get osteoporosis are women. And whenever you hear about osteoporosis, people always talk about calcium, but they don't often talk about what the bones are made of. And that is protein. If you're worried about osteoporosis, you want to think about protein. And you also want to think about essential fats and vitamin C. And the combination of essential fats, as in EFAs, and vitamin C, in addition to protein, are the most important requirements for building that strong tissue that makes up the bone, the collagen. And there's collagen all over your body. There's collagen in your teeth. There's collagen in your fingernails. There's collagen certainly in your bones, but in your face to keep you from wrinkling. There's collagen all over the darn place. Wherever there's hard tissue, there's probably some sort of collagen. So you want to think about collagen. You want to think about collagen building in terms of protein, vitamin C, and essential fats. A lot of times we don't appreciate the importance of these trace factors like vitamin C and essential fats for building the strong connective tissue in the body. The real story here is, my friends, no matter what it is that you're suffering from, whether it's osteoporosis, elevated cholesterol, Meniere's disease, diabetes, high insulin, whatever, heart disease, cancer, whatever, there are nutritional strategies that can help alleviate the causes, not merely the symptoms. You don't want to be just targeting the symptoms, because the symptoms are your signs. The symptoms are your friends. The symptoms are your indication that something is going amiss. Something is going awry underneath in the biochemistry of the body. And listen to this. There's not a prescription drug on the planet that's designed to address the underlying cause. They're all symptomatic relief. And you deserve more than that. You deserve the Longevity line of nutritional supplements. That's why we're here. And it's been great sitting here for Doc Wallach. For Doc Wallach and Doug Winfrey and all the folks at ZBS, remember, as always, my friends, Pharmacist Ben here saying good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.